Dear friends in Christ, you might recall that back in the late 60s, the Beatles, along with other notables, made a pilgrimage to India to meet with the great Yogi Maharishi and to obtain enlightenment. For 3 weeks, they sat around strumming guitars, communing with nature, and waiting for something to happen. Nothing did. Notwithstanding, George Harrison became a Buddhist and recently died as one. And so it is, in every generation you'll find people who are looking for answers, for the keys to understanding what life is all about. Richard Gere has turned to the Dalai Lama, John Travolta has given himself to Scientology, and then there are those poor folks at Clone Aid. So we come to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. He too was a searcher, except as king, you don't have to go to India for enlightenment. You can have India brought to you. And so he assembled around him a whole cast of colorful characters who claimed to have the power to solve life's many riddles. Magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologists. These members of the king's cabinet were half wise men, half wizard, half shaman, half showman. But no doubt they were living the good life, reading the stars, gazing into crystal balls, predicting the Babylonian stock market, offering seminars on empire growth, weighing in with some dieting tips and spiritual advice. But the Lord stepped in and threw them a curveball. As it happened, King Nebuchadnezzar was troubled by dreams, so much so that he couldn't sleep. Naturally, the king turned to his well-paid wise men. But he was no fool. He had been burned too often by their vague predictions and inaccurate interpretations. He was determined to hold their feet to the fire. So speaking in that persuasive way that only a despot can, he said, "If you do not tell me what my dream is and interpret it, I will have you cut in pieces and your houses turned into piles of rubble." The astrologers cried foul. "What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh." Well, the astrologers had a good point. What the king asked was too hard. No man could do what the king requested. And everyone knows gods don't live among men, and their dwelling is not with flesh. But then in this case, everyone is wrong. For the highly paid wise men did not know the Lord God of Israel, the God who led his children by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, the God who tabernacled among his people and who made a human temple into his heavenly home. Yes, Daniel, the new Joseph, would come to the rescue. He would interpret the king's dream. He would solve the mystery, or rather it would be revealed to him, as would other still greater dreams. And there is much to learn from this. For one, God is in control of history, even and especially when his people are in trouble. Exile and suffering, the lion's den and the fiery furnace, prison and persecution, these are the platforms from which God's people speak. But there's more. For even as Daniel was the antitype of Joseph, so also was he the type of the one to come. For one day God would truly walk among men, neither in a shadow of a cloud nor in the smoke of fire, but in flesh and blood. And this divine one, one like the Son of Man, would reveal secrets and mysteries which Daniel could only dream of. He would come not only to bring the key of knowledge, but as the key of knowledge. He would come not merely to reveal, but to be the revelation. And this, after all, is what Epiphany is all about. The revelation of a mystery long hidden. And so it was to certain men from the east, half wise men, half wizard, that God sent a message in the stars, a message that their spiritual quest was over. Their days of crystal balls had now come to a happy end, for they had found the God who walks not only among men, but as a man, who dwells not only with flesh, but in flesh. Having seen the child Jesus, they would no longer look up to the stars, but to the cross, where they would see one like the Son of Man lifted up for the salvation of the world. May God grant such grace to all who are still seeking in vain. Amen.